After rather a long pause, Beelzebub continued. The information about all these events first reached me during my sixth descent to the surface of your planet. And of course, I became very interested in it all and began in my turn to make a detailed investigation on the spot of this distressing story connected with the terrestrial three-brain beings. First of all, my boy, I consider it necessary to tell you sincerely, just you who will be my direct substitute, that although all the righteous dwellers on the holy planet reached the conclusion by various most elaborate methods that the fundamental cause of all the abnormalities of the psyche of your favorites has always been and still is this maleficent idea, I myself cannot confirm this categorically. It cannot be denied, however, that this fantastic idea played a large part in the progressive dilution of the psyche of these unfortunates. When I became interested in these events and began to carry out my investigations to reconstruct the history of the arising and formation of the individuality of this Makare Kronbergsion, many impressions were deposited in me and data were crystallized for a subjective opinion. This special research of mine clearly showed me that although he was indeed the first to use the terms good and evil, he was not to blame that these words later acquired such a maleficent sense in the process of existence of your favorites of all subsequent generations. Now, my boy, if I initiate you into the history of the arising and process of existence of Makare Kronbergsion, corresponding data will perhaps be crystallized in you for an approximate representation concerning this distressing terrestrial fact. From the time I decided to occupy myself with this history, whenever I met a qualified individual, I inquired about anything that might throw light on one aspect or another of the individuality of this Makare Kronbergsion. You will probably be interested to learn that among the first individuals I met who could give me some information on this subject was an aged being of our tribe who turned out to be very helpful. In our conversation, he cleared up many things for me and indicated several excellent sources from which I later drew a great deal of useful information. This aged being I am speaking of was none other than the uncle of that young being of our tribe on whose account I had to descend to this planet of yours for the first time, and who afterward became the governor of all the beings of our tribe who were exiled to that system Ors. This aged being existed on the continent of Atlantis at just the same period when Makare Kronbergsion also existed there. According to all the information I gathered and my various other special methods of investigation, this terrestrial three-brain being named Makare Kronbergsion arose on the continent of Atlantis as the result of the sacred process of El Muano between two terrestrial beings of different sex who had just reached responsible age. Since this couple had a healthy heredity in every respect, and the external conditions of ordinary being existence on that continent were still relatively normal and happened to be specially favorable for this couple, the result of this sacred process, that is, this son of theirs, later called Makare Kronbergsion, received in his presence from his very arising and during his early childhood almost the same data required for a future responsible being as every Keshchapmartian three-brained being possesses at his arising everywhere else on all the other planets of our great megalocosmos. And as it happened that his producers, or as is said there, his parents, wished to prepare their result to become a responsible being with a scientific career, and as they happened to find qualified guides for him, when he reached responsible age, he became a very good scientist, good, of course, for the planet Earth. On account of his scientific achievements, he was soon even considered worthy to become a full member of the Learned Society of Acheldans. During the process of his responsible existence, devoted entirely to science, he came one day to a clear vision of his own significance and sincerely realized his nullity. From then on, with sore grief, he meditated seriously on this realization. And the result of his meditations was that in every part of his entire presence, the hope began to arise, and finally, the conviction was definitely fixed in him that conscious labor and intentional suffering could transform him from a nothing into a something. So he then began to labor consciously, without mercy toward his denying part, intentionally creating conditions to oppose it. Moreover, he carried out these conscious labors and created these intentional conditions, particularly in relation to his manifestations and perceptions in the field of the duties he had assumed as a responsible being, that is to say, in his scientific investigations. It was just during that period of his existence that he understood certain cosmic truths. Well then, since in him, as in most of the three brain beings of that period, data were still being crystallized for engendering the being impulse called love of kind, he decided, in order to share the truths he had discovered with other beings around him similar to himself, to engrave on marble a boule marchand entitled The Affirming and Denying Influences on Man. A boule marchand on the continent of Atlantis was what terrestrial contemporary beings have replaced by what they call a book. Later, during my sixth descent there, I had the opportunity of seeing with my own eyes an exact copy of that boule marchand made out of the tusks of what are called Cherniano, and of deciphering it in some detail. It will be very interesting and instructive for you to learn how this copy of the boule marchand that had been engraved by Macari Cronbergsion with his own hand, a copy of which I deciphered during my last sojourn on your planet, remained intact until the contemporary epoch, and so I will tell you about it briefly. When the original of that boule marchand was completed and approved with sincere admiration by the other learned members of the Society of Acheldans, it was placed in the center of the main cathedral of the beings belonging to that society. Since the contents of this boule marchand began to interest an ever-increasing number of the beings of that period, the leaders of this society decided to make several copies and put one in the center of each of their cathedrals, then existing in other cities on the continent of Atlantis, as well as on other continents. For this purpose, seven very exact copies of it were made from the tusks of Cherniano. One of these copies, as my spy Saikunalnian investigations showed, was then assigned to the cathedral of a small continent named Sincraga, which lay not far from the continent of Grabonsi. During the second Transalpinian perturbation to that ill-fated planet, this small continent of Sincraga, in the same way as Atlantis, entered within the planet with all that was on it. As for the continent of Gwabonsi, or as it is now called, Africa, it did not entirely disappear within the depths of the planet, but suffered the same fate as other still existing continents. For instance, Asia. That is, certain parts of it were engulfed, and in their place, others rose from beneath the waters and became joined to the remaining parts, forming the continent as it is at the present time. It seems that this copy of the Bull Marciano had only just been brought to the continent of Gwabonsi to be sent on to the cathedral for which it was intended, when that second great catastrophe befell this ill-fated planet. And because this copy was on a part of the surface of the continent of Gwabonsi that happened to be spared, it did not enter within the planet. After this terrible event, the work of the pending saint, Makary Kronbergsion, lay for a long time beneath the ruins and was gradually covered with kashiman. It was only about 30 centuries later, when your favorites had again multiplied and a process of reciprocal destruction had broken out between the communities called Phil Nuansi and Plita Zorali, that the beings belonging to the community of Phil Nuansi, while digging holes in the hope of finding drinking water for themselves and their camels, came across this copy and dug it out. And shortly afterward, when the beings of these two communities had concluded, as has become the custom there, what they call a friendly peace, and divided everything they had acquired during this process by various means also customary there, which they term conquest, pillage, commandeering, indemnities, and so on, this discovery of theirs, which was valued by the beings of the earth of that period only as rare material, was divided into halves, and each community took for itself one half of this really great creation. One of the halves of this copy, passing from one group to another for various reasons, finally, after 7 centuries, fell into the hands of the Egyptian high priests. This strange and singular combination of several Cherniano tusks, by now incomprehensible to them, became a sacred relic and existed there as such until the period when the Persian king, about whom I once told you, went there with his hordes and made a clean sweep, as is said, of that unfortunate Egypt. Then this same half of the copy of the Bull Marciano happened to be sent to the continent of Asia, and passing from hand to hand, came by inheritance from his grandfather into the possession of that Isaurian priest at whose house I saw it for the first time in the middle of my 6th descent there. As for the other half of that work, unequaled before or since, it also passed from hand to hand for various reasons, and by chance reached one of the central regions of Asia, where, during what they call an earthquake, it finally disappeared within the planet, though not very far beneath the surface. Here, by the way, I must tell you how I obtained all the information about these events which had happened long before, and in general about certain other similar events which I am now passing on to you. I have already told you that during my 6th descent on the planet Earth, I became a professional physician hypnotist, and that I studied the strange psyche of your favorites with the help, among other things, of hypnotism. That is, through a specific property acquired in their psyche. During this period of my activities among your favorites, I specially prepared some of them in a certain way, making some of these subjects into what in former epochs they called Pythias and contemporary beings call mediums. Those 3 brain beings can be transformed into Pythias or mediums, in whom either spontaneously, just through an accidental combination of the surrounding conditions, or intentionally, through the action of another consciousness, the inner functioning of the planetary body can adapt itself to every alteration of the general psyche during sudden changes in the blood circulation. Consequently, in such subjects, nothing interferes with the free functioning of various particularities of their general psyche, consciously or unconsciously directed from outside, or hinders the automatic predominance of the data still present in your favorites for genuine being consciousness. Data and particularities whose functioning as a whole constitutes what they call the subconscious. Owing to many factors formed in their subconscious, a particularity of the common psyche of three-brained beings has accidentally survived, which can function under certain conditions and is called the seeing and sensing of what has occurred in the remote past. And so, my boy, when in the course of my sixth descent I learned the origin of that distressing common cosmic history which occurred there on your planet, I undertook to investigate it on the spot and to clarify for myself the individuality of this Makari Konversion. And because a very long time had elapsed since that event, and every Kaltsan Uarnian trace of the being who was to blame for it all had absolutely vanished, I decided, in addition to the ordinary forms of investigation, to have recourse to this spy psychonalian means as well. Among these spy psychonalian means of mine, I also resorted to what is called mediumism, making use of that special property of the mediums I had prepared. During my investigations relating to the personality and activities of this Makari Konversion, it suddenly seemed likely that something that had a close connection with him still existed on the surface of that planet. So I began to look for that something also by the same means. Having learned in this way that half of the copy of the original Boule Marchano created by Makari Konversion was in the possession of an Isaurian priest, and that this priest existed on the continent of Asia in the locality called Urmia, I went there, and having found him, soon ascertained that he did indeed possess what he called a large, shapeless mass of ivory that he considered very ancient and valuable. Although, after a brief discussion, he agreed to show it to me, he was unwilling to sell it at any price. However, at the end of several days of talk and persuasion, he allowed me to make an alabaster copy of it, which I took away with me. As for the second half, I soon found out where it was by the same method, but I had a great deal of trouble and bother to obtain it in order to decipher its contents. Although, as I said, this second half had not yet had time to enter deeply into the planet, it had gone too far down to be recovered by ordinary means. But the main trouble was that it was located near a center populated by your favorites, and I therefore had to foresee everything and take all suitable measures in advance to prevent any of them from learning or even suspecting anything about it. Among the measures I took was the purchase from various large and small proprietors of plots of land around the given place, and I had it dug exclusively by foreign laborers under the pretext of sinking a shaft for what are called copper mines.